This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black. In Boca Chica, there is a centipede that is also a truck rolling out the biggest rocket in the solar system right now, according to Bob. But there are other rockets to attend to. Bob, what is Starliner and how's it doing?
All right. Well, Starliner is the Boeing's manned capsule that is in competition with SpaceX's Dragon capsule. It attempted a demo unmanned flight more than a year and a half ago and had problems, a lot of software problems. And so they couldn't dock with ISS. They had to come back early. It was aborted. Boeing has had to do a second demo flight unmanned. And they were going to launch 2 days ago. And what happens? It gets scrubbed about 3 hours before launch. And they were first very, very quiet about why they scrubbed it, and they eventually revealed it was a valve issue in the propulsion system of the Starliner capsule itself. And the problem was a hardware problem, not a software problem. And it meant that they needed to take the capsule back into the assembly building and take it apart and look at the valves to figure out why they were not behaving as they were supposed to. And so that's what's happened. We do not know when the next launch date's going to be. It could actually be months in delay. This is pretty bad news for Boeing. This is pretty shameful. They were delayed a year and a half to fix the valve issues. I'm sorry, the software problems, and they didn't make sure their valves would work properly. This is not impressive by any means. It's a shame because Boeing needs to get the Starliner capsule launched and operational and start flying. Putting people in orbit. And this is another delay, John. They can't do it.
Another failure. China's failure. Now, you say it's a pseudo-private rocket, but everything's state in China.
Yeah. I mean, the way these pseudo-private companies work in China is the Chinese government allows private citizens to form a corporation and then call for investment capital, private investment capital, to build something to sell to the government to make money. That's very similar to what we do in the United States. Very similar. But what's different is, of course, is that what that company will do will be closely and entirely supervised by the Chinese government. So the private investors and the company heads, they form the company to specifically do what China wants it to do, not simply to sell product to everybody else. And so there's a company called iSpace in China that's raised money. It's the only pseudo-private company in China that's actually gotten something in orbit, but it had its third attempt to do this. The second one failed, and now the third one failed as well. They're trying to get a small sat rocket going so they can serve their Chinese masters as well as maybe sell it to other people.
And one more failure, that would be Roscosmos, and there are too many to detail, but right now they're going to make a movie on ISS. They denied that for a while. Are they acknowledging it now, Bob?
Oh, no, they didn't ever deny this. They announced this. This is a tourism thing. They're trying to make money. They have signed a contract with a Russian movie company to make a movie on ISS. It's going to fly in October. I've got a post up with some details about what they think the story is going to be about, and it actually sounds pretty good, John. And so this is legitimate tourism and commercial space by the Russians, and it's a good thing.
I remember who denied it. It was Hollywood that denied it, that they were going to make a movie. That was the denial. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never-tested-on-animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.